708 FM Talk 1065 Mobile Mornings Tuesday style. Glad to have you here. Start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours with the numbers here. Coronavirus nationally and here at home in Alabama. Dalton with the latest.
Yeah, in America, Sean, we now have 1,860,000 total positive cases of coronavirus and nearly 107,000 deaths. Yesterday, 22,153 new cases were added and 730 deaths reported nationally after only 638 on Sunday. Both of those numbers much lower than we've been used to seeing over the last few weeks, and the number has been dropping pretty steadily over the last week or two. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, some good news when it comes to testing. They track the number of national test results until 3 p.m. every day, and according to their count, there were 403,791 tests reported nationally yesterday, the fifth day in a row that over 400,000 have been tested, and there have been 17.3 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. We will only continue to see that number rise. In Alabama, 18,246 confirmed cases in the state now, and 644 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, only 229 new cases were added. That's the lowest number we've seen since April 30th, and the seven-day average, because of yesterday's low number, has dropped from its peak to 446 cases per day. The two-week average is 428 cases per day. There were 14 deaths reported in the state yesterday. The seven-day and two-week average are both at 11 per day for daily deaths. And 1,876 people have been hospitalized with COVID-19 since March 13th in Alabama. Yesterday, 23 new hospitalizations were added in the state. Looking at some local numbers, 2,271 positive cases of coronavirus in Mobile County with 118 deaths. Yesterday, 32 new cases were added and two deaths for Mobile County. Baldwin County, on the other hand, has 292 positive cases and 9 deaths. Only added 2 new cases yesterday and no new deaths for Baldwin County. They haven't had a death added to their toll in since about Thursday or Friday of last week. And we were kind of talking about this at the beginning of the last hour, but when the beaches were opened in Alabama 4 weeks ago, I think I for sure thought there would at least be a little spike in the number of cases, but we really have not seen that spike come to Baldwin County to this point. 292 cases and 9 deaths in Baldwin. Washington County has 71 cases and 6 deaths. Clark County has seen a rise in their number of cases. They now have 146 positive cases of coronavirus with 2 deaths. Monroe County has 43 positive cases with 2 deaths. Escambia County has 72 cases with 3 deaths. Choctaw County, 153 cases with 10 deaths. Kanaka County has 41 cases and 1 death, and Wilcox County has 150 cases with 7 deaths. And taking a look at the three counties that were hit and have been hit hardest by coronavirus in the state, Mobile County still leads in the number of cases and number of deaths, but Montgomery County quickly catching up to Jefferson County. Jefferson County has 1,859 positive cases compared to Montgomery County's 1,758. So Montgomery County now 101 cases behind Jefferson County. There have been 103 deaths in Jefferson County compared to only 43 in Montgomery County and 118 in Mobile County. But of course, Montgomery County with a smaller population than either Jefferson County or Mobile County. But interesting to see Montgomery's numbers jump as quickly as they have over these last 2 weeks.
All right, Dalton, with the COVID-19 numbers for Alabama and the nation, thank you for the update. 712 FM Talk 106.5, three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of our website. City of Birmingham, with their state of emergency and their citywide curfew that kicked in at 7 o'clock last night, plus Confederate Monument, the obelisk, soldiers and sailors removed by the city. Now down in Montgomery, the statue of Robert E. Lee from Robert E. Lee High School was toppled by they don't know who at this point. But in Birmingham, it was the city in violation of a state law about monuments. That was interesting. We'll see where it goes from there. Also, you have in the mix here the question about the president, and you just heard the news update there. President Trump having the, you know, did he call for the tear gas specifically at Lafayette Park so he could walk across the street to St. John's Church? It's one of the big questions about what President Trump has dubbed himself, a law and order president. Bob Constantini from Westwood One has an update.
It could be described as the president leading by example. National Guard mobilization in the District of Columbia requires an order from federal military leaders as well as the mayor. So by clearing out Lafayette Park just before the curfew in D.C., Mr. Trump urged governors and mayors to do the same sort of thing to prevent more nights of unrest.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America.
The president's walk over to St. John's provided a chance for him to hold up a Bible in an area where some media still could smell the tear gas. Bob Costantini, Washington.
You know, that brings us to our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Governor Ivey did answer that yesterday, but should Governor Ivey call in the Alabama National Guard for protest on the state? In the state, 69% of y'all said yes on that. But yesterday was interesting. The governor had given the go-ahead to the Adjutant General of the National Guard to be able to call up 1,000 troops. I mentioned a friend of mine called up, and then he was sent back home yesterday. So I don't know exactly what was going on with that. Also in Birmingham, the obelisk removed by dictate of the mayor in violation of a state law. So you have another part of that, and then you have the toppling of the Robert E. Lee statue in Montgomery. And then, of course, the question about, I said it last hour, as they were defacing things at the National Mall, put those pictures up on the Twitter feed, things that got defaced over the weekend. You had one of the statues being defaced was the statue of Admiral Farragut, mm-hmm. U.S. Navy's first admiral, and point out that he was from Tennessee, but when Tennessee seceded, he stuck with the Union and fought with the Union. And remember that thing, that Battle of Mobile Bay? Remember, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, the Union commander? That's Farragut, his statue being defaced in Washington. Education, y'all, education. But I don't think stopping and looking through history books came to mind with what you see from the images out of D.C.
No, I think they saw a statue of an old guy and decided it needed to come down.
Yeah, there you go. Talk more about that coming up. Plus, the headline here on AL.com, gun and ammo sales spike in Alabama after the protest. There's always a reason to make an ammo, I think anything happens in the world, people go buy up ammo. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, if you're not shooting a bunch, I don't know, we'll get more on that story coming up. Also, what ATF is saying, because I know that there were a couple gun stores in Birmingham posted up pictures on their social media that they had removed all their guns and stored them elsewhere or something like that, showing, I guess, getting in front of it, showing their stores were empty.
Right.
No reason to come in there. Their stores are empty. And then I know some local folks are taking that to heed as well, that are in the gun, that are selling guns, at ATF putting a memo out to secure the guns, make sure everything's super locked down. All right, 7:16, we'll check headlines from WKRG coming up, plus in sports.
We'll talk about the life of legendary Auburn coach Pat Dye, who passed away yesterday at 80 years old, and the back and forth continues between Major League Baseball and the Players Union. Will we get to see a 2020 MLB season? I don't know. We'll have to find out. I'll tell you more coming up in sports.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A suspect is in custody this morning after a fire destroyed an empty restaurant in Tillman's Corner. Flames ripped through Bangkok Thai cuisine Monday night. No one was hurt in the fire. One person was arrested. 13 protesters were arrested in Mobile Sunday night. They are still in jail this morning because of a glitch with the computer system. The protesters and others in Mobile Metro Jail cannot post bond while the jail's record system is down. System crashed Monday morning. Some of those arrested during the protest on Airport Boulevard at the I-65 service road have been charged with burglary, arson, looting, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. The Dolphin Island Sea Lab reopens today. The aquarium is back open after being closed for more than 2 months due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Doors at the Sea Lab open at noon. Before visiting, guests are required to purchase tickets online. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
718 on FM Talk 106.5. My name is Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Legendary former Auburn football head coach Pat Dye passed away yesterday at 80 years old.
I wouldn't swap this year for any year that I've been at Auburn. I wouldn't swap it, man, because I've watched you struggle and I watched you wrestle with them angels, but I watched you grow up and become men.
That was Dye speaking to the 1989 Auburn team after beating Alabama in the Iron Bowl for the fourth year in a row. That was also the first time since 1901 that the game was played outside of Birmingham. Dye was born in Blythe, Georgia, played college football for the Georgia Bulldogs before starting his coaching career at Alabama under head coach Bear Bryant. After taking over as the Auburn head coach in 1981, Dye led the Tigers to four SEC championships and was named the SEC Coach of the Year three times. His 99 wins ranks third in program history, and Dye was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2005. A couple of weeks ago, Dye went to the East Alabama Medical Center in Opelika for kidney complications. While there, he tested positive for COVID-19. His family said he was asymptomatic. According to 24/7 Sports, Dye was moved to the Bethany House in Auburn and early yesterday morning was able to listen to phone calls from family, friends, and former players. The cause of death has not yet been released, and details will be announced at a later day on a memorial for the coach. As Major League Baseball owners and players try to find common ground on player compensation before beginning the delayed 2020 season, the MLB is preparing its next offer to the MLB Players Union. In March, the Players Union and owners agreed to a deal that would pay the players a prorated salary, but that was on the condition that fans would be allowed to attend games. Last week, the owners sent a new proposal to the players that called for an 82-game regular season and pay cuts for every player in the league. That proposal was nearly universally panned by all players. The union made a counterproposal on Sunday, calling for prorated pay and a 114-game regular season that would end by Halloween. Now, according to ESPN, the owners are mulling over the idea of a 50-game regular season, which they believe that Commissioner Rob Manfred has the power to implement if the two sides can't come to an agreement. The players would receive prorated pay with the new proposal, but that would only be 30% of the length of a normal 162-game season. Clemson Tigers head football coach Dabo Swinney said yesterday that wide receiver Justin Ross will miss the 2020 football season. Ross was injured during spring practice in March and is now scheduled to fly to Pittsburgh on Thursday and have surgery to correct a congenital fusion on Friday. The condition, which Ross was apparently born with, is an abnormal fusion of any two of the seven bones in the neck. Ross was set to be the team's top returning receiver after making 66 receptions for 865 yards and 8 touchdowns last year. Former Alabama wide receiver Henry Ruggs III reportedly suffered a thigh injury on Monday while helping a friend move. His father, Henry Ruggs Jr., told ESPN that his son was trying to move a trailer and was pinned against either a wall or a car. Ruggs reportedly suffered a cut on his thigh and is now walking on crutches. The Las Vegas Raiders selected Ruggs with the number 12 overall pick in this year's NFL draft. He was the first wide receiver off the board. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The 2017 tax law greatly increased the exemption for the estate tax, meaning wealthy people can pass on more than $11 million to their heirs tax-free. The higher limit expires in 2026, but the IRS has said that people who give away more than $11 million while they're alive can do so tax-free, even if they die after the more generous limit decreases. That can amount to a great deal of estate tax savings for the heirs of wealthy people, if you're lucky enough to be one. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers working in action. Highway 98 to Paper Company Road there in Seminole. Pedestrian was hit, but no injuries. It's off to the side of the road. Still there, Lot McCrary as well, with multiple vehicles waiting for the wreckers, but it's off to the side of the road as well. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner, where you can now dine in. They're also offering delivery through the Waiter app. And how about those $5 wings, fried pickles, and cheese sticks, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls. We'll see you today at Hooters. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Some news out this morning, as we were mentioning the defacing of the Farragut statue in Washington and the irony of that. There are a lot of people who had posted up pictures yesterday of the Admiral Sims statue with nothing having been done. Well, overnight, we're looking at pictures from Gabe Tynes with Landyap and LandyapMobile.com. Posted up two pictures of the Admiral Sims statue, actually on the pedestal, I guess you would call it. I'm sure there'll be somebody corrects. I think that's the pedestal for the statue, so it's down there on the pedestal, not actually up on the statue. Look at these pictures,
right,
with the facing on that graffiti with spray paint.
Yeah, and the words on one side say "Confed scum." Some words above it that I can't read, not because it's bad words. I just can't read what it says on it. And then on the other side of the pedestal there, it says, "We built it, help them rebuild," in red spray paint on the Sims statue there. So there at the base, like you said, not actually on the statue itself, but on the base of the statue.
All right, y'all can check it out for yourself. We'll have that up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. I've also retweeted that from Gabe Tynes over on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, so you can see it there. All right, a couple things on the list here in the state. A lot to talk about here with, and I don't know, we'll wait to see more from Attorney General Steve Marshall, but with, you have the Robert E. Lee statue come down in Montgomery last night in front of Robert E. Lee High School. Okay, that was done by whomever. They don't know yet. But in Birmingham, the removal of the obelisk was absolutely, I mean, it's coming from the Mayor Woodfin's office, and said they were going to do that, then had the crane and everything. It wasn't like a crowd out there toppling it. It was equipment and police there. You could see police holding people back, make sure they're at a safe distance. It was an organized effort yesterday to remove that obelisk. That is, it's been there for 115 years. It's to Confederate soldiers and sailors. So that's being removed. I don't know where they had some discussion about moving it to a private property somewhere, doing something to that effect. Where it gets into the state issue here is the state, it was two or three sessions ago, and I don't have it in front of me, passed a law, a monuments law.
Yeah, the Alabama Monuments Preservation Act.
Okay. And it was, you know, it was obviously with the mindset, I mean, I'm going to tell you what it is what it is. It was built around protecting Confederate monuments, but it was written in an open fashion, mm-hmm. that it was about all these monuments that are over a certain amount of years old.
Yeah, and this one in particular, 115 years old. I'm not sure what the
I think it's like 30 or 40, and maybe 50 years old, something to that effect. Once again, I don't have this in front of me right now. We'll look it up. But that is in a violation. So the mayor Woodfin, in violation of the state law. So now you bring the attorney general into this mix.
Yeah, and earlier yesterday, before that crane began removing the monument last night, Attorney General Steve Marshall issued a statement saying the Alabama Monuments Preservation Act provides a singular avenue for enforcement, the filing of a civil complaint in pursuit of a fine, which the Alabama Supreme Court has determined to be a one-time assessment of $25,000. The act authorizes no additional relief should the city of Birmingham proceed with the removal of the monument in question. Based upon multiple conversations I've had today, city leaders understand I will perform the duties assigned to me by the act to pursue a new civil complaint against the city. And speaking yesterday, in the aftermath of last night's violent outbreak, I've offered the city of Birmingham the support and resources of my office to restore peace to the city.
Okay, so in reading this, and we'll try to get the AG on the show, but a one-time assessment of $25,000, so there's no other...
It sounds like that would be the penalty.
So maybe they just pay the fine and move on. We'll talk about this more when we come back. 729, check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A suspect is in custody this morning after a fire destroyed an empty restaurant in Tillman's Corner. Flames ripped through Bangkok Thai cuisine Monday night. No one was hurt in the fire. One person was arrested. 13 protesters were arrested in Mobile Sunday night. They are still in jail this morning because of a glitch with the computer system. The protesters and others in Mobile Metro Jail cannot post bond while the jail's records system is down. System crashed Monday morning. Some of those arrested during the protests on Airport Boulevard at the I-65 service road have been charged with burglary, arson, looting, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. The Dolphin Island Sea Lab reopens today. The aquarium is back open after being closed for more than 2 months due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Doors at the Sea Lab open at noon. Before visiting, guests are required to purchase tickets online. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Special report protests across America. Police officers in Las Vegas and New York are in critical condition after overnight violence. Four officers in St. Louis were shot but are expected to make full recoveries. The bishop of a church where President Trump posed after police and the military used tear gas and flash grenades to clear a peaceful protest near the White House. Bishop Marianne Edgar Buddy says what the president did was wrong.
He sanctioned the use of tear gas by police officers in riot gear to clear the church guard. I am outraged.
These protesters in Dallas wanted to show solidarity with those angry about the death of George Floyd.
You know, we have looters, we have rioters, we have protesters, but we also have marchers. You know, a lot of this is not violent.
I mean, at the end of the day, I am here and I'm going to stay here because I want to show support.
The police officer in Louisville fired after a restaurant owner was killed. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Without adjusting for inflation, the Congressional Budget Office predicts the coronavirus pandemic would cost the U.S. economy $16 trillion over the next 10 years. The tally reflects expectations of depressed consumer spending and business investment. The death toll stands at just over 105,000 nationally. The music industry is marking today as Blackout Tuesday to focus on racial injustice. Some big music labels and iconic musicians such as Peter Gabriel and Mick Jagger have joined the movement, being shared on social media with the hashtag #TheShowMustBePaused. Spotify is adding a silent track to some playlists. How much did Zoom video communications benefit from the surge of demand during the COVID-19 lockdown? We'll see when the video conferencing platform opens its books after the close today. CrowdStrike reports quarterly earnings too. The Dow closed 92 points higher, NASDAQ gained 62, and the S&P added 11. Futures are pointed higher. And that's your money now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes, professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of West Mobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223. Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it is July-like out there, 75 for our morning temperature. That's and sticky, too.
Yeah, we're really into a summertime situation, even though summer doesn't begin till about 2.5 weeks from now. But we're going to have mostly cloudy skies today, and we've got a good chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity this afternoon. But most likely we'll get up around 88 degrees. Yesterday we reached 92, which is the warmest so far this year. Tonight there's still the possibility of a few showers around and maybe a thunderstorm, especially in the evening. The low tonight in the 70s again, about 72, 73 degrees. And then tomorrow, even a better chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity. And the reason for that is an upper air, low-pressure area will be moving over our area, and that helps to produce more thunderstorms. And so we'll see quite a bit of activity tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. After that, Thursday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, very good chance for showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. And a lot of that, Sean, has to do with the tropical depression now over the southwestern Gulf.
Okay, this is what it made its way across Central America, right? So it was in the Pacific and then entered into the Atlantic Basin.
Yeah, and it produced some devastating floods in El Salvador and Guatemala. It was Tropical Storm Amanda. Well, Amanda has undergone a transformation and is now going to be eventually here in the next 24 to 48 hours. It'll be Cristobal. And area of disturbed weather now is over the Gulf of Campeche as well as the Yucatan Peninsula. And it's a pretty big pattern with these remnants. And so it should organize fairly quickly once it gets over and focuses on the warm waters of the Gulf of Campeche, and will eventually become a tropical storm. It's going to take a couple of days to stay right over the Gulf of Campeche. It's sort of blocked from moving north by a big high-pressure system over the southeastern states. However, that high is going to gradually retreat to the Atlantic. It's going to open up an area for that storm to head for, and that will be toward the Gulf Coast. And so we expect in a couple of days that the system will move north as a tropical storm. And then it remains to see where it will go. Will it turn more to the northwest into Texas, head straight toward the central Gulf Coast, or possibly move a little more to the northeast? We just won't know until this becomes an established storm, and we then start to look at the steering currents.
All right, Dr. Bill, so that'll be wherever it's impacting along the northern Gulf Coast, it's going to be Friday, Saturday kind of time frame?
Yeah, earliest would be Saturday and possibly as late as Monday. But what we're going to see here is just a lot of moisture is going to be forced northward around this system to the Gulf Coast. So we'll see increasing shower and thunderstorm activity, especially over the weekend. And if that storm comes to the central Gulf Coast, then we're going to be in for a lot of rain. And that rain could extend into Monday. So we're pretty sure about getting some rain out of this system. As far as wind conditions, it's going to depend on how strong the storm gets and how close it comes to our location.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast, 7:38. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Trey Oliver, warden of the Mobile Metro County Jail and part-time artist. More after this.
That's the sound of rush hour. Hello, recess.
Mommy!
Work from home is a lot of work. Even though we're a little further apart right now, we're still in this together. Regions is donating this ad to local food banks to shine a light on them as they feed our neighbors in need. Learn how you can help or get help at regions.com/foodbank. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Trey Oliver has over 31 years in law enforcement in his background. As the jail warden, the first thing he does every day is a rigorous early morning workout. But the greatest tool he brings to his workplace every day are his listening skills. They're so important, he teaches them to his trainees. And facing burnout a few years back, he did just what you'd expect of a jail warden. He began creating art out of driftwood and opened a gallery to show his work. Meet this Renaissance man on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Regions, Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Or the podcast available now at whatsworkingcam.com.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to talk to you again about the benefits of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Aside from the thorough 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Subaru has rates as low as 0.99%. Being a part of the Kobe family gives you access to our fleet of courtesy vehicles. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your purchase worry-free. You can begin your purchase online at KobeSubaru.com or visit our showroom located on the I-65 service road. Our staff is committed to providing excellent service. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you. It's all about you, you, you.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. State troopers have a couple of older accidents, but they're moved out of the roadway. We look great from the 1065 split, and if you're traveling northbound 65 from Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt towards Saraland, we've got light traffic there and across the Bayway. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, now has their dining rooms open for dine-in. Enjoy that family-style dining and all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch. See them at ThrilledRolls.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
742 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Text line's open for you at 343-0106. Or if you call that phone number, you'll talk to the newest member of the family, Leanna, in there, taking your phone calls. I saw this just came across my computer screen here. U.S. Department of Transportation, their Federal Transit Administration, has now awarded an $8.8 billion grant to the city of Mobile's WAVE transit system as part of the Corona Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, the CARES Act.
Mm-hmm.
So $8.8 million going to WAVE transit.
Interesting.
So I wonder at Mobile City Council today if they'll go, well, you know, when we budget this much for the WAVE transit, they just got $8.8 million. Well, no, we'll watch that story. Also, the gun sales question here. And I have it, it's not just around the other parts of the state, because the story from AL.com said gun ammo sales spike in Alabama after protest, and it's from Sarah White's Kodzczek from AL.com.
Well said.
Kodzczek, yes. But she's talking more about what's going on in the Birmingham area, but I know I texted with a friend of mine, said they had their busiest day ever at his store yesterday as people were buying guns and ammo. I know as, some of the texters here were talking about that they've seen a run on ammo in stores locally.
And how can you not worry about the safety of your family when you see some of the scenes that have been, you know, that have come out over across the country over these last few days? And just think of the police officers last night that were injured, and in a couple cases severely injured last night. Four police officers in St. Louis that were shot. Now, they were all shot in extremities. You had two that were shot in the leg, one in the foot, and one in the arm.
Which, by the way, that stuff gets, like, reported and swept under the rug. Like, oh, there's just injuries. You have a bullet impact a bone, and you, it's the rest of your life with surgeries and infections. And I mean, it's absolutely debilitating. Look at what our men and women in the military go through. They get, yes, thank God their lives are saved, but they have issues dealing with, and I'm not even talking about, TBI and stuff. I'm talking about people just, it gets reported too many times, like, well, they were just shot in the leg or shot in the arm. If that impacts a bone,
yeah,
that is a lifetime worth of problems for that person and pain.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
don't know the odds of a clean entry where you don't hit anything except for flesh.
Yeah,
I don't think the odds are, yeah, I don't think the odds are very good. So you're right that they'll be dealing with the pain.
I don't mean to derail you.
In that case, they said that rioters were taking pot shots at the police that were standing in line there. And then in Las Vegas, there were two separate shootings. One of them at the Circus Hotel and Casino, which I think a lot of people are familiar with. Officer was in a fight with another suspect. Someone walked up behind the officer, shot him in the head, and he's now on life support. The other shooting there in Las Vegas, police officers fired on a suspect at the federal courthouse. And Richmond, Virginia, two police officers and a suspect injured after a shooting. In Buffalo, New York, an SUV plowed through a group of law enforcement, injured at least two officers in that case. And in the Bronx, in New York City, an NYPD officer was investigating break-ins, and he was struck by a vehicle in a hit-and-run. That officer in stable condition. So violence last night affecting law enforcement officers across the country.
Yeah, you have all these people that want to just stay out, you know, whatever protest. I know the show must be paused. National Blackout Day today. They're talking about doing with the music industry. What if they had a blue out day? What if we had a blue flu that went everywhere? What if, I mean, you look at the situation out there and the push against law enforcement out there. There are some of the folks out there that probably would look forward there to there being zero law and it being like Mad Max. But the majority, 99% of decent, normal human beings realize there has to be some real law. You know, we've talked about this. Can we improve? Absolutely. We're talking about it now. But what if law enforcement just said no? What if they just said no? What if they just said
that
we're not showing up today?
Yeah,
none of us.
That would be horrifying.
The ones I know in law enforcement wouldn't do that, but it's a question with this. This has been a question for the last 10 years. What they just said no?
Yeah, and some of these anarchists that I've seen in video from across the country, I think that they like the idea of anarchy, but they are still in many ways being protected by the system.
Absolutely.
And if there were true anarchy, some of the looters I've seen, I don't think would last very long.
Not long at all.
Mm-mm.
If it turns into humans' version of Wild Kingdom, they're like gazelles eaten on the first day.
Yeah.
747. We'll talk about this coming up in hour number three when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Sports is on the way, and we'll check headlines from WKRG next.
Welcome to Moe's!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A suspect is in custody this morning after a fire destroyed an empty restaurant in Tillman's Corner. Flames ripped through Bangkok Thai cuisine Monday night. No one was hurt in the fire. One person was arrested. 13 protesters were arrested in Mobile Sunday night. They are still in jail this morning because of a glitch with the computer system. The protesters and others in Mobile Metro Jail cannot post bond while the jail's record system is down. System crashed Monday morning. Some of those arrested during the protests on Airport Boulevard at the I-65 service road have been charged with burglary, arson, looting, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. The Dolphin Island Sea Lab reopens today. The aquarium is back open after being closed for more than 2 months due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Doors at the Sea Lab open at noon. Before visiting, guests are required to purchase tickets online. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, talking with my friend Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins. Angelo, how are things going?
Well, Sean, we're open for business both at the 2204 Government Street location and online at mobilebaycoins.com. Our philosophy of building friendships and earning trust has always been our top priority, and we continue to make it so. We're dedicated to giving you the best price here locally, whether you're buying or selling your gold or silver.
So folks can still come by?
Sure they can come by. We're following the appropriate guidelines for everyone's safety, and we're keeping our original hours of 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 until about 2. You could also make an appointment online or by calling 725-1590. We're also reminding folks, shop locally online at mobilebaycoins.com. We've got thousands of items in our eBay store, and there are special occasions that are happening every single day.
Yes, they are, and it's so important to support hometown businesses right now. Let's ensure our local economy is booming again by supporting each other.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
10 minutes until 8 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Legendary former Auburn football head coach Pat Dye passed away yesterday at 80 years old.
I wouldn't swap this year for any year that I've been at Auburn. I wouldn't swap it, man, because I've watched you struggle and I watched you wrestle with them angels, but I watched you grow up and become men.
That was Dye speaking to his 1989 Auburn team after beating Alabama in the Iron Bowl for the fourth year in a row. It was also the first time since 1901 that game was played outside of Birmingham. Dye was born in Blythe, Georgia, played college football for the Georgia Bulldogs before starting his coaching career at Alabama under head coach Bear Bryant. After taking over as the Auburn head coach and athletic director in 1981, Dye led the Tigers to 4 SEC championships and was named the conference's coach of the year 3 times. His 99 wins ranks 3rd in program history, and Dye was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2005. A couple of weeks ago, Dye went to the East Alabama Medical Center in Opelika for kidney complications. While there, he tested positive for COVID-19. His family said that he was asymptomatic. According to 24/7 Sports, Dye was moved to the Bethany House in Auburn and early yesterday morning was able to listen to phone calls from family, friends, and former players. Cause of death has not yet been released, and details will be announced at a later date on a memorial for the coach. As Major League Baseball owners and players try to find common ground on player compensation before beginning the delayed 2020 season, the MLB is preparing its next offer to the MLB Players Union. In March, the Players Union and owners agreed to a deal that would pay the players a prorated salary, but that was on the condition that fans would be allowed to attend games. Last week, the owners sent a new proposal to the players that called for an 82-game regular season and pay cuts for every player in the league. The proposal was nearly universally panned by ballplayers. The union made a counterproposal on Sunday, calling for prorated pay and a 114-game regular season that would end by Halloween. Now, according to ESPN, the owners are mulling over the idea of a 50-game regular season, which they believe the commissioner, Rob Manfred, has the power to implement if the two sides cannot come to an agreement. The players would receive prorated pay with the new proposal, but that would only be 30% of the length of a normal 162-game season. Clemson Tigers head football coach Dabo Swinney said yesterday that wide receiver Justin Ross will miss the 2020 football season. Ross was injured during spring practice in March and is now scheduled to fly to Pittsburgh on Thursday and have surgery to correct a congenital fusion on Friday. The condition, which Ross was apparently born with, is an abnormal fusion of any two of the seven bones in the neck. Ross was set to be the team's top returning receiver after making 66 catches for 865 yards and 8 touchdowns last season. 7:53, that's a look at sports on FM Talk's Mobile Mornings.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Dallas.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we're looking good from Foley in the Gulf Shores and Loxley, Daphne to I-10 and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Little delay along the Cochrane Causeway. Really, beyond that, it's a good start on the way in with no new wrecks in the roadways. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street, right across from the golf course. Offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, they may be able to help. Find them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:55 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Quentin Hillier joins us coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll talk to you next hour at 343-0106. And if you're sitting down right now in front of the desk, or you're going to be in front of your computer shortly, or stop somewhere, you can look at it on your phone. Go check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Hopefully, you've liked the page. You're already on there. Check that out, because I'll put the pictures up that we got from Gabe Time with Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com, of, you know, I was talking yesterday and today about the Farragut statue that they defaced in Washington, and I said, yeah, not thought through very far, but they have, overnight, somebody has defaced with graffiti the pedestal there for the statue of Admiral Sims in downtown Mobile. And you can check that picture out, actually two pictures, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, and give us your take on that. And we'll talk about that coming up next hour. Also, I mentioned, well, you mentioned last hour, riot bees?
Riot bees.
What is a riot bee?
You know, you talked about the increase in gun sales here over the last few days, but who needs guns when you got riot bees?
Riot bees.
So, okay. Janesville, Wisconsin, they had a protest of over 100 people over the weekend, and this guy, Greg Heft from Janesville, brought 12 boxes of his bees to the event. They said the bees were on a trailer that he towed into the post office parking lot. Heft, whose name was on the side of the bee boxes, lest you forget, he posted his plans on Facebook. He said, the riot control bees are in their holding yard waiting to clear the streets of Janesville and keep peace to this county. I'm willing to bring them in and kick them over if things get out of control. They had a photo of Heft loading the boxes of bees onto his trailer. Police learned that he planned to release the bees if the protest became unruly, and then Heft was asked to leave, and that's what he did. He took his bees and he went home.
Are they trained to be does he train the bees to?
I don't know if he can just point.
Riot bees. I mean, listen, critters move crowds better than about anything else. Ask law enforcement with horses, like at Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. I mean, officers can tell people to move, and they're like, yeah. Horses come through, people get out of the way. Can you imagine just a riot bees, hives full of riot bees heading your way? All right, add that to the vernacular. We learn a new word or two every day. Riot bees, that term here. All right, hour number three of Mobile Mornings on the way next.